Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon from ABC is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 12 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, while on a congressional trip to Luxembourg, was taken to the hospital, her office says, after sustaining an injury. Her office did not disclose the extent of her injuries or how she was injured. Pelosi is with the bipartisan delegation to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. Local, state, and congressional leaders in the Northeast demanding more information about the drone sightings. The majority reported in New Jersey. Congressman Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey calling for the FBI to brief them.
The fact that the federal agencies responsible for briefing the public have not come forward in a clear way is unacceptable. There has to be some explanation to the public for all this increased activity, and they must do so now.
Federal agencies have said that there is no foreign actor involved and there is no immediate threat to the public. Winter storms, including heavy snow and ice, on the move from the Midwest to the Northeast. This is ABC News. Ukraine says hundreds of Russian airstrikes have targeted its infrastructure again in the middle of the night.
At five of the country's operating nuclear reactors that provide power to parts of the country, they have actually reduced the power output because of the airstrikes.
ABC's Marcus Moore. Confidence among employers for 2025.
Online employment marketplace ZipRecruiter has surveyed hiring managers at 2,000 businesses nationwide, finding that 76% plan to add to their headcounts in the coming year. 23% predict significant growth. Only 1 in 20 anticipate workforce reductions. The highest optimism is coming from tech, financial services, and healthcare companies.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Stanley, the makers of those travel mugs that have been popular with social media influencers recalling more than 2.5 million mugs due to a burn hazard. The styles are the switchback and trigger action mugs. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 13 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for a winter weather advisory for Vernon, Crawford, and Grant counties from late tonight through 6 tomorrow night. Partly sunny and chilly this afternoon, a high of 19. Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of freezing rain and sleet well after midnight in the far west listening area, with a low of 15, then rising temperatures. Then tomorrow, breezy and cloudy with areas of light freezing rain and sleet, possibly becoming mostly rain in the afternoon with a high of 36. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 7 below, we're at our high so far for the day of 13.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's 12 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A pedestrian was hit and killed Tuesday evening in the town of Excelsior. At approximately 5:30, the Sauk County Communications Center was notified of a vehicle versus pedestrian crash in the area of State Highway 33 and Lake Virginia Road. Emergency services personnel from multiple agencies responded to the scene. The initial investigation has shown that a pickup truck pulling an enclosed trailer was traveling eastbound on 33 approaching Lake Virginia Road. The truck was operated by a 43-year-old man from rural Hill Point. A 22-year-old man from rural Reedsburg had entered the eastbound travel lane of 33. The truck was unable to stop or otherwise avoid a collision and struck the pedestrian. The pedestrian died at the scene. From roadway evidence and witness statements, it appears that the driver of the pickup was exercising due care and reacted appropriately to the unexpected presence of a person in the roadway on the unlit rural highway. The operator of the truck was cooperative throughout the investigation, which continues by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Reedsburg Police Department, Reedsburg Area Ambulance Service, Reedsburg Fire Department, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office. Public Health Sauk County would like to remind people of the seriousness of varicella, also known as chickenpox. There has recently been an increase in chickenpox cases in the county. This illness is known for causing an itchy rash on the skin that can spread over the entire body. Other symptoms of chickenpox include tiredness, loss of appetite, headache, and fever. The illness spreads from person to person by touching an infected person's rash or through the air when an infected person talks, coughs, or sneezes. The best way to protect infants and children from this illness is to get them vaccinated. The Centers for Disease Control recommends 2 doses of the varicella vaccine, usually at ages 12 to 15 months, and then at 4 to 6 years old. Adults who are unvaccinated and have never had chickenpox should also receive 2 doses of the vaccine at least 28 days apart. This illness is very serious and can lead to severe complications and death, even in healthy people. If you or a family member develop symptoms, contact your health care provider. For more information on the chickenpox vaccine, visit dhs.wisconsin.gov/immunization/varicella.htm. To learn more about what immunizations are recommended based on age, visit cdc.gov/vaccine/schedules/index.html. You can access the Wisconsin Immunization Registry online to look up your own immunization record. If you are a parent or legal guardian, you also can look up your children's records. Public Health Sauk County offers routine immunizations by appointment. Call 608-355-3290 to set up your appointment. A parent or guardian's written consent is required for all children under 18 years old. Vaccines are free for children 18 and under without health insurance or vaccine coverage. Individuals who are Medicaid eligible, uninsured or underinsured, and for American Indians or Alaska Natives. Adult vaccines are available to anyone over 18 without health insurance. More housing is coming to Richland Center. A project to help meet the housing demand in Richland Center has been in the works for several years. Mayor Todd Coppernall is excited to see the Panorama Estate deal come to fruition.
This is really exciting, and I wanted to make sure the people of Richland Center heard this as soon as possible. The developers agreement, the revised, updated developers agreement for the Panorama Estates apartment project was signed yesterday by myself, Ashley Oliphant, the city administrator, and Dwayne Kleinsasser, who, of course, is the builder involved in the project. And this was a very long process. We had to work around the pandemic, which caused delays in the process. But we've done all of that, and this was reviewed legally and also a good financial review from the folks down at Ehlers. And everybody came to terms. The city council approved those terms, and we signed it yesterday.
The original plan called for Building 2 and 3 to be built separately. The plan signed Wednesday calls for the buildings to be built simultaneously.
So Building 2 and Building 3, which were called for in the original agreement, but they'll be done much sooner now by several years than what the original agreement had called for, because the builder actually insisted that they build those buildings simultaneously so they could take advantage of economies of scale. And what the plan is in June of 2025, so this next June, they'll break ground. They'll get the foundation done on the second building up there. And when that's done, they'll begin the third building. And each of those 2 buildings will have 46 apartments. So there are 92 new apartments coming to Richland Center, construction beginning in June.
Mayor Todd Coppernall would like to thank everyone who has been involved in getting this project underway.
I can't even remember all of the names of everyone that's worked on this, but this began when Paul Corcoran was mayor. The first building was completed when Mike Kaufman was mayor. So several city councils, the plan commission, the utility folks and the utility commission, the city council who approved this. Melinda Jones was instrumental when she worked for the city in getting the original financing package put together. It's a long list. This has been a community project because all of us involved, including the builder, can understand easily how important it is to the future of the community. And there's 2 big reasons. The first obvious one 92 new homes in Richland Center at one time. I don't think that's ever happened here before. And the other one, don't forget that that's significant new construction in town that affects over time, that benefits all of our local taxpayers because there's more folks, more buildings involved sharing that burden. So 92 new homes and a big boost coming through the years for the local tax base is just a tremendous win for Richland Center.
The Boscobel Area School District has two seats up for election this spring. The seats currently held by Greg Luce and Jimmy Cuska are board positions for 3 years beginning Monday, April 28, 2025, and expiring April 2028. Luce represents Area 3, which includes all of the Boscobel School District's area north of the Wisconsin River in Crawford and Richland counties. Cuska, who filed a notification of non-candidacy on December 11th, represents Area 1, which includes the city of Boscobel. If you are a Boscobel Area School District resident in either of these areas interested in serving, a campaign registration statement and a declaration of candidacy must be filed no later than 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, January 7th, at the district office. The spring election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. If a primary is necessary, it will be held Tuesday, February 18th. A search warrant in Reedsburg resulted in an arrest. On Monday, two residential search warrants were served at 96 South Air Drive and 118 Silver Drive in the city of Reedsburg. The search warrants were obtained after a package containing 1,074 grams of cocaine was seized by the U.S. Postal Inspection Service. The approximate street value of this cocaine is $22,000. The package was mailed from Puerto Rico and was destined for the 96 South Air Drive address. The package was delivered by the Postal Inspection Service and was later brought inside the residence by an unrelated female. A male showed up after several hours and went inside the residence. He was taken into custody as he was leaving while carrying the suspect package. Joshua A. Vargas Sanchez, 28, of Reedsburg, was arrested and charged with possession with intent to deliver cocaine greater than 40 grams, possession with intent to deliver cocaine 1 to 5 grams, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office and Reedsburg Police Department were assisted by the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. It's currently a sunny 15 degrees in Richland Center. How to navigate your ag business from stress to success is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
At Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, it's not just a meal, it's an experience with family and friends. Indulge in the ever-popular hash burger, enjoy a Friday night fish fry, or savor Saturday prime rib. After one visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite spot for great food and fantastic service, and those unforgettable memories. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where food, friends, and fun come together.
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's currently a sunny 14 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. Managing stress is a challenge for everyone today and is especially challenging for farmers when so many things are out of their control. But with the right support and resources, it is possible to navigate these pressures and reduce stress. Navigating Your Ag Business from Stress to Success is an online course sponsored by UW-Madison Division of Extension's Farm Management Program and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Farm Center. Joy Kirkpatrick is a UW-Madison Division of Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialist.
The idea is that, you know, farmers have all kinds of things that can be stressors, and they can be different for each farm. So this program really helps farmers think about what their unique stressors might be in the moment and help them put together a plan that can help them address that stress. So, you know, one person might feel like they need to have a better handle on their financial management. Another person might be looking at a diversified enterprise, like a value-added enterprise that they might want to consider bringing into the mix of things. So it's really, while we work together and do some of our work online as a group, it still is designed so that the plan that the farmers design is specific to their situation.
By participating in this program, farmers can build a more resilient and sustainable future for their businesses and their families.
They get to define their success, right? We, from the outside, don't define what they feel like. We want them to define their own idea of what success is for them. And hopefully, with them working through that plan, it does reduce their stress and get them going. We've had people who have put together their loan documents and received a loan. We had one farm that was able to submit a grant application and receive that grant for a project that they wanted to do. Now, we have had farms that, going through it, they kind of realized that they have a lot of things that they need to address that they didn't even really think about and wasn't on the radar. So sometimes working with farms, they realize that they have several things they need to work on. So maybe it doesn't necessarily alleviate their stress completely, but it does give them more information to know how to start addressing some of those things that their awareness has grown about what they need to address.
Kirkpatrick says those interested can begin the next Navigating Your Ag Business from Stress to Success online course January 1st.
The online part where we meet as a group through Zoom live is actually going to be on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 7:30. But there are online stuff that they need to read and watch videos and things like that on their own as well. We do limit it to about 15 to 20 farms. As many people from the farm who want to participate in the class and join the live Zooms, that's fine. If you have three or four people from one farm, that's great. But you still are only counted as one farm rather than four different people. So we encourage that because I think it's helpful for people to kind of go through the class together if there are farming partners or family members that need to be a part of some decision-making. We really encourage more than one person to join the class if possible.
For more information about the online course, go to go.wisc.edu/NYAB or email joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu or call 608-263-3485. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff tomorrow in honor of former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser, who died December 1st at the age of 81. Former Justice Prosser was raised in Appleton and attended the University of Wisconsin Law School, where he received his law degree in 1968. He first entered public service as an attorney for the United States Department of Justice and then as a staff member for United States Representative Harold Froelich. In 1976, he was elected to serve as Ottawa County District Attorney. In 1978, he was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly and represented the 42nd Assembly District from 1979 to 1983, the 79th Assembly District from 1983 to 1985, and the 57th Assembly District from 1985 to 1997. While in the State Assembly, former Justice Prosser served as Minority Leader for 6 years and as the 72nd Speaker of the Assembly from 1995 to 1997. After his time in the legislature, former Justice Prosser was appointed to the Wisconsin Tax Appeals Commission in 1997 and served there until he was appointed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court by former Governor Tommy Thompson in 1998, where he served for 18 years before retiring in 2016. Services for former Justice Prosser will be held tomorrow in Appleton. As holiday celebrations continue, the American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this month. Bring joy to someone facing a medical emergency. Give something that means something with a blood or platelet donation. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to help ensure patients can continue to receive the care they need in the coming weeks. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 8 to 1 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Remington Fowl. It's 15 degrees in Richland Center at 12:28. Today's vital statistics are next.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit Arneson's Repair.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's 14 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Friday, December 13th. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Highland Presbyterian Church. Friends may call at the Highland Presbyterian Church today from now until the time of service at 1. A luncheon will follow at the Highland Historical Society. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Dove Healthcare, Fenimore. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home Highland is serving the family. Lennis Gilbertson is survived by 5 children, Jim and Sue White of Green Bay, Christy Creel, Kathy and Larry Nondorf, Jeannie and Neil Welsh, and Jennifer White, all of Highland. 14 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, siblings, Peggy and Galen Fry Miller, and Stanley and Jane Fry. Many nieces and nephews, and her best friend, Joanne Schmitz. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center, died December 3rd at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with the local military honors unit will be held Saturday at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with the arrangements. Ken Pardoon is survived by 2 sons, Michael and Diane Pardoon, and Rick and Kendra Pardoon, and 3 grandchildren. Kenneth H., Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly November 28th at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Survivors of Larry Kataravic include his wife, Christine, son, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert and Catherine Kataravic of Pewaukee, Matthew and Laura Kataravic of Tomahawk, and Larissa Kataravic of Sun Prairie, stepdaughter Paula Ashbrenner and Todd, 5 grandchildren, 2 step-grandchildren, a sister, Diane Kataravic and Robert Anglin of Madison, nieces, nephews, and extended family members. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County. Mary Frances Harms, 94 of Muscadet, died November 25th at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Harms is survived by her daughter, Linda and Creighton Cox of Embarrass, Minnesota, 2 step-grandchildren, 3 step-great-grandchildren, special nieces, Pat Peterson, Sandra Foley, and Karen Radke, special friend Danny Wolf, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Cazenovia, died December 4th at home due to long-term complications from an ATV accident in 2016. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Boston's Ba in Cazenovia. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Cazenovia EMS, Cazenovia Private Landowners ATV Club, or charity of choice. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Ronald Klang is survived by his wife of 39 years, Jean, 2 sisters, Lugene and Tim Lindloff, and Linda, sister-in-law, Sonia, and 4 nephews. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Cazenovia. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca, died December 3rd. A private family burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ashley Bird is survived by her daughter Lillian, mother Tammy Banker, father Terry Bird, sister Eve Hill, grandparents Delbert and Ariel Banker, and many other relatives and friends. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca. Today's vital statistics have been sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is your go-to for reliable auto body repairs. Our experienced technicians provide meticulous service, ensuring your car is in great hands. With free loaners available, you won't miss a beat while we work on your car. Our commitment to quality and customer satisfaction has built our solid reputation. Trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists for all your collision repair needs and drive away happy. Stop by today on Elm Street in Boscobel or call us at 608-375-4434.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Boston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Boston.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Larry and Mona Hatch. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're seeing some clouds gradually start to build in ahead of a weather system over the central and southern plains that is drawing moisture northward. This will likely produce some messy weather around here by tomorrow morning. Winter weather advisories have been posted across much of Minnesota, Iowa, into southwest Wisconsin through tomorrow evening. Even an ice storm warning back in portions of Iowa where the freezing rain could be heavier. We are expecting temperatures to be noticeably warmer the next couple of days all the way through Monday before some cooler air gradually starts to build back in again for the second half of next week. No major snowstorms in sight. In fact, we do expect another round of some light showers or drizzle Sunday late in the night into Monday morning. Most of that, though, going east of us. And then after that, it will be cold enough the rest of next week. If we get some more precipitation, should be in the form of flurries. Here's a forecast for the rest of today. Partly sunny sky, still cool with a high of 19, east-southeast wind at 4 to 8. There's a winter weather advisory in place very late tonight up through 6 p.m. Saturday for Crawford, Vernon, and Grant counties. We do expect temperatures to be dropping down to 15 tonight with a slight chance of freezing rain and sleet well after midnight in the far western part of the area. Tomorrow, breezy and cloudy with areas of light freezing rain and sleet, possibly becoming mostly rain in the afternoon with a high of 36, east wind between 5 and 10. As for Saturday night, the mix of light rain, sleet, and a little snow tapers down. Some fog, low at 32. Sunday fog and drizzle possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy, high 41. A few light showers and some drizzle could move back in late Sunday night, low at 33. Monday, chance of light rain or drizzle in the morning. Still mild, but mostly cloudy, high at 41, turning breezy at night. Breezy and cooler Tuesday, peaks of sun, high 33. Chance of snow showers late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Wednesday's high 28. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great afternoon.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
It's currently a sunny 16 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 5, our low this morning was 7 below. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 16. The record high for this date set in 2015 is 60 degrees. The record low, 24 below, was set in 1972. Last year's high was 44 with a low of 14. Sunset tonight will be at 4:26 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:26. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 5 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is steady at 30.59 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 16 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Some bumps in the road to agricultural sustainability. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit SafeExcavator.com for more information.
As sustainable agriculture moves toward becoming practical rather than theoretical, there are a few complications. The head of Farm Journal's Trust in Food Initiative is Amy Cole, who moderated a recent webinar on empowering farmers to become sustainable.
And what I'm seeing is definitely a time of regrouping. We're seeing companies start to realize that those 2030 goals that they set are not so far in the future. We're seeing that there are increased requirements for proof for making claims, which is probably net-net a good thing, but that also comes with a burden of record-keeping and data. And we see budgets tightening.
Cole suggests addressing the problems by focusing on the people part of the equation.
Behind every acre, behind every molecule of carbon, is a human being making a decision on their operation that supports their family and that has impact across them and their community. And too often we forget that these are human beings making decisions that are complex and multifaceted. But when we remember to put the human at the center of our efforts to serve producers with what they need, we start to see amazing things happen.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
SRE concerns reignite. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn hybrids are number one for a reason. They deliver game-changing yields and winning profit potential season after season. Put the industry leader in your fields and make this your best year yet. There's concern small refinery exemptions could ramp up during President Trump's second term. Minnesota Biofuels Association Executive Director Brian Warner suggests the SRE program was abused by the first Trump administration.
We have a lot of concern that there will be a reprise of giving out small refinery exemptions to large oil companies to release them from their blending obligations.
He tells Brownfield the Trump EPA did a lot of damage to the biofuels industry by granting unwarranted SREs between 2016 and 2020.
The amount of waivers, the amount of demand destruction that was caused by that, and to try to caution that type of an approach and a return to that type of an approach really would be harmful for the industry.
2025 will be a big year for tax policy. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson reports from the 2024 Indiana Farm Bureau annual meeting.
The 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act is set to expire next year. The Director of Government Affairs at the American Farm Bureau Federation, Dustin Shear, says there are a couple of provisions they want to see continued.
Lowered rates, the higher phase out of the alternative minimum tax, all these things combined created a better tax situation for farmers and ranchers.
He tells Brownfield if the policy isn't renewed, there are concerns.
Could represent the largest tax hike in American history if nothing is done. And so we want to make sure that Farm Bureau's voice is heard as we continue to advocate for a stable tax environment.
Shearer says finding a long-term solution to tax reform is a top priority for the membership. From French Lick, Indiana, I'm Aaron Anderson for Brownfield.
It's an unprecedented time for farm bill discussions. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Jonathan Kappas leads the Gardner Agricultural Policy Program at the University of Illinois.
I'm not sure when we've seen this level of uncertainty. A two-year failed reauthorization effort following on the last two farm bills that ran aground, tough paths going forward, and had all the partisan fighting over it. It really leaves a lot of uncertainty about where these policies will go or could go.
He tells Brownfield he's concerned talks of reconciliation in the new Congress will sidetrack the process further.
Efforts to cut taxes, cut spending, that doesn't leave much room to do anything else.
Coppa says that likely means more waiting for a farm bill.
Extend it for another year or longer.
From the 2024 U of I Farm Assets Conference in Champaign, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
The USDA reports the sale of 200,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to unknown destinations for delivery this marketing year. This is the second day in a row with an announced sale of U.S. beans to an unknown destination for a running total of more than 530,000 tons. The USDA's next round of supply and demand estimates is out January 10th. Read more at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
Get the farm equipment you need at the upcoming Ritchie Brothers U.S. Agriculture Equipment event on December 19th. This online-only auction will feature items located in Denver, Minneapolis, Kansas City, and Chicago. Choose from over 50 items of prime agriculture gear, including sprayers, tractors, harvesters, combine headers, and much, much more. Don't miss this absolute unreserved auction December 19th. Register for free, then bid online at rbauction.com. That's rbauction.com. It's not too late, Wisconsin farmers. Enroll your 2024 acres in the Farmers for Soil Health program. Earn $50 per new acre of cover crops through February 28th. Farmers for Soil Health is helping farmers to reduce erosion, improve infiltration, and enhance soil health with cost sharing and technical assistance. So don't miss out. Contact your Wisconsin specialist, Tegan Duffy, at farmersforsoilhealth.com today. That's farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's woodcutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chainsaw for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
A slow Friday for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs are mixed at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grubner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade has been quiet to end the week following multiple days of light trade. Asking prices for what's left on show lists are at $103 plus live in the south and $306 plus dressed in the north. Very little business is actually expected today. Deals for the week have ranged from $302 to $311 dressed. That's significantly higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the south have been marked at $190 to $191, steady to a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Box beef is higher at midday with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 66 cents at $315.90. Select is $2.37 higher at $282.85. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers and heifers 500 to 650 pounds were $4 to $15 higher. Steers and heifers in other weight classes were mixed. The USDA says demand was good to moderate on a nice offering of cattle. Feeder supply included 53% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer 611 to 646 pounds brought $307 to $328. Medium and large one feeder heifer 619 to 648 pounds brought $275 to $288. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts earlier in the week and likely have needed numbers on hand. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong despite a sluggish export sales report. But overall, it's been helping provide some price support. The industry is also starting to look ahead to this month's quarterly hogs and pigs report. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 72 cents with a weighted average of 78.36. The Western Corn Belt's a dime higher with a weighted average of 79.26. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $52. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $3.86 at $96.17. Bellies, picnics, butts, and loins were all sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it.
Cross 11 trials in Wisconsin. New GO3-UO8D brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC-5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Get more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/corn yield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are mixed, hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down on profit-taking and technical selling. Development conditions in South America are expected to stay favorable through at least the end of the year. Unknown destinations did buy 200,000 tons of U.S. soybeans ahead of the open. That puts the two-day running total at 534,000 tons. January beans are 8.5 lower at 987 and a quarter. March is down 9.5 at 993 and three quarters. January bean meals $3.30 lower at 286.20. January soybean oils down 18 points at 42.49. Corn's lower, monitoring development weather in Argentina and Brazil. Demand's good, but could be weakening with export sales below a week ago and ethanol margins tightening. March corn's down 3.5 at 440. May's 3.5 lower at 447.5. And wheat's down as it continues to watch harvest activity in the southern hemisphere and development weather in the northern hemisphere. Export sales are ahead of last year, but have slowed down recently. March Chicago's down 6.5 at 552. March Kansas City 6.75 lower at 556. March Minneapolis is down 5.5 at 597. Live cattle are mixed, adjusting spreads. The direct trade probably wrapped up for the week. February live's 92 higher at 191.77, and April's up 60 at 192.77. Taking profits, January feeders are down 72 at 257.62. And hogs are higher, with pork sharply higher at midday today. Cash business is mixed. February lean's up $1.27 at $85.75. The April hog contract is $1.55 higher at $90. Crude oil's up, the dollar's firm, the Dow's down about 90 points. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Dietary guideline recommendations that miss the mark. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee recently released its report with their recommendations for the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. Those will go into effect from 2025 to 2030. When it comes to protein, the committee is pulling back on its suggestions for beef in favor of plant-based proteins. Shailene McNeil, a registered dietitian with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the recommendations are misguided.
We are baffled by the committee's advice to reduce red meat when we've got clear evidence showing the value that beef plays and the important role that it plays in healthy diets. It's almost as if the committee chose to ignore the wealth of evidence that's available, high-quality research. Supports heart health, beef supports healthy weight management, beef's nutrients are important for different life stages. One of the things I'm so concerned about as a registered dietitian is I think that's taking us in the wrong direction. We know that over the last 40 years, we've cut back on meat intake, we've cut back on beef intake, and we've seen obesity and chronic disease rise. We've also seen nutrient deficiencies start to rise. So cutting back on beef intake isn't going to make America healthy again, and we really need to revisit our advice to Americans.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Luke Patterson from River Ridge High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Luke runs cross country and track and plays basketball. He's in National Honor Society, band, and FFA, and he loves to show cattle through 4-H.
What I enjoy the most is like every day, getting out, having to go feed them and take care of them, groom them.
Luke enjoys farming and the hard work that helps others.
The hard work that we consistently put in every day to keep our family farm running and then be able to put food on the table for not just ourselves, but a lot of people across the country.
He plans to get a degree in animal science and share that knowledge when he returns home to make farming a career.
Since I was little, I've always wanted to come back and farm. That's really the only job I ever wanted to do. Should hopefully be able to do that after I go to college and get a degree.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tipsock Auction Realty at Sales Ultimate and Upcoming Events. We had a bigger sale with a good crowd. Large squares topped at $210 a ton and large rounds topped at $105 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tools, stock trailers, snow blowers, guns, antiques, and much more will sell December 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.tipsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A health scare